I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A bipartisan plan to send a tax increase to voters to fund transportation projects will be taken up by the House today. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berklin reports, Democrats are proposing a significant change to the bill.
House Bill 1242 would increase sales taxes by a little over a half cent to bring in about $700 million each year. It would also allow the state to borrow up to $3.5 billion for priority road projects. Democratic Representative Diane Mitch Bush of Steamboat Springs is one of the bill's main sponsors. She supports a change that would prevent any of that new money from going to toll lanes.
The issue of tolling has raised its head in many places. This issue is one that people in many areas of the state, but particularly in the Front Range, have been very concerned with.
The Republican Senate president is on board with the change, but the head of the Colorado Department of Transportation, Shailen Batt, has long said managed lanes or toll lanes are crucial. Without them, he says, any new lanes quickly become congested. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berklin at the state capitol.
A seventh person has been arrested in connection with the deaths of two teenagers whose bodies were found on a rural road near the Pikes Peak International Raceway. Authorities are still looking for two more people. The bodies of 15-year-old Derek Benjamin Greer and 16-year-old Natalie Partida were found on March 12th. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.